are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. That was the amazing and legendary drummer and band leader with plenty of flair, known as Arthur Art Blakey, with the 1957 song Sam's Tune off his album called Ritual. And it's banging in with that song that we begin a full hour looking into the cool, the music, the flamboyance, and the entire life of a man known as Art. Born way back in 1919 in Pittsburgh, PA, he got his roots in music watered and growing in the church as the foster son of a devout Seventh-day Adventist family. He mastered both the piano and the Bible very early on. Art told the story many times that his career on the piano ended at the wrong end of a pistol when the owner of a Pittsburgh nightclub, the Democratic Club, ordered him off the piano and onto the drums. And it was from there a good story about a legend begins. His name first got etched into the big bright lights back in 1940 while he was in the big bands of Fletcher Henderson and Billy Eckstein. Then he moved on to bebop legends, Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, and the great Dizzy Gillespie. But it was his work in the mid-1950s with Horace Silver that Blakey would form the famed Jazz Messengers. And for 35 years, the love affair began and went on. We will spend the rest of this hour looking into the relentless performer and the lore he left behind, Mr. Art Blakey. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of quality drummers like the great Brian Stever, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of energy and bravado to give you the great Art Blakey. And here's Art in 1958 with the tune Late Date off the Big Band album.
This is Brian Stever, Kansas City drummer. And if you aren't listening to Neon Jazz by Joe Domino, you should be.
That was Art back in 1959 with the tune Vol Montana off the album Les Liaisons Dangereuses. In the beginning of his jazz arc, Art came under the tutelage of legendary drummer and bandleader Chick Webb. He was his valet. In 1937, Art returned to Pittsburgh, forming his own band, teaming up with pianist Mary Lou Williams. From a Pittsburgh gig, Art would make his way through the jazz world. In 1939, he began a three-year gig touring with Fletcher Henderson. After a year in Boston with a steady gig at the Tick Tock Club, he joined the great Billy Eckstein and getting a first gig with the likes of Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, and the great Sarah Vaughan. Then in 1948, Art told reporters that he had visited Africa where he learned polyrhythmic drumming and that he had been introduced to Islam and changed his name to Abdullah, but the name Art stuck. Let's move right on up into the end of the 50s with the 1959 song Warm Up Dialogue with the Jazz Messengers off the album called Moanin'.
I'm not staying too close when we play the ensemble. Am I? You mean when I take my solo? Yeah, well, I'll step back a little bit because I come in very loud.
Is that it?
This is take four. Take four. Thank you.
That was Art with the Messengers with the tune Yama off his iconic 1960 album, A Night in Tunisia. So it was in the late 1940s that Art formed his first jazz messengers band, which was a 17-piece big band. He first recorded in a session as a leader with Blue Note Records. The octet included Kenny Dorham, Howard Bow, Shahib Shahib, Musa Kalim, Ernest Thompson, Walter Bishop Jr., and Laverne Barker. During the same time, Art led a band called the 17 Messengers. This band proved to be financially unstable, and they broke up soon thereafter, and it was always the Jazz Messengers that was in his blood. Here's Art on his own in 1961 with the tune Reincarnation Blues from the album Buddha's Delight.
Mm-hmm.
Back with the Jazz Messengers in 61, that was Art with the title track off his Roots and Herbs album. The Jazz Messengers were the perennial hard bop group of the 50s, playing a driving, aggressive extension of bop with profound blues roots. Towards the end of the 1950s, saxophonists Johnny Griffin and Benny Golson were in the band briefly. But in the early years, cats like Clifford Brown, Hank Mobley, and Jackie McLean really rounded out the band well. They began touring in Europe with forays into North Africa. And in 1960, the Messengers became the first American jazz band to play in Japan. And in 1961, trombonist Curtis Fuller transformed the Messengers into a proper sextet, giving the band the opportunity to incorporate a big band sound into their hard bop repertoire. Art's steadfast belief in jazz music left him well-positioned to take advantage of the music's resurgence in the early 80s. And speaking of those Jazz Messengers, here he is in 1962 with the tune Circus.
We'll be right back. is jazz drummer Stockton Helbing, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Art with his quartet with the 1964 song Summertime off his album called A Jazz Message. So Art had an aggressive swing style that was a lot like Chick Corea and Sid Catlett early in his career. And along with Kenny Clarke and Max Roach, he is one of the innovators of the modern bebop style of drumming. His ferocious drumming gave him that nickname Jazz Tiger, or the Tiger of Jazz. The great Max Roach had this to say about him. Art was an original. He's the only drummer whose time I could recognize immediately, and his signature style was amazing. We used to call him Thunder. And with that, we're going right on into the thunderous year of 1965, and here's Art with the tune Hold On, I'm Coming. So it was one thing for Art to etch a musical legacy for himself with the Jazz Messengers and all of those bands he was in, but it was also for him to be a feeding ground for all of those other cats that he fostered, or the Young Lions. The great Kansas City legend Bobby Watson was a big part of the Art legacy and spoke about Art and his time with the bands. One of Bobby's best stories was when he would tour with Art into Europe, and he would go out at night and cut a rug on the dance floor with those Euro disco kids. During a Neon Jazz interview, listen to Bobby recount the tale.
After the gig, man, he would get into a car. We'd be in Europe somewhere. He'd jump into a car with some young folks, man. We'd head out to the disco, man. He'd be out there dancing with the young folks. Or we'd go to a jazz club, man, and be hanging out around the wall in the jazz club trying to be New York cool. And next thing you know, Art's down there with the local musicians. He's on the stage with them, waving us up to the stage. Come on, get your horn out.
For a life well-lived in jazz, Art was inducted into the Jazz Hall of Fame in 1982, the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2001, and was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2005. After 6+ decades of quality music, he left us at the age of 71, and his messengers still live on to this day. His final performance was in July 1990, and his playing was as sharp as it was ever till the very end. Our final Art track on this show is with the Messengers off the 1987 reissue album Theory of Art with the song A Night at Tony's. And with that, thank you for listening to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a pure legend in every sense of the word, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pal Joey on the radio.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So let us know what you think. neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.